This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And with everything going on around you, I mean, some of you during the break, I started to say, but didn't turn the mic on, is that this is not the end. I mean, what's going on, that we still have a say in this. We still, and I'm not talking about overturning verdicts or anything along those lines. I'm talking about making sure that justice truly is served, ultimately. That we truly have our voices heard. That the law isn't sidestepped for emotion. Because emotion is not the law. We all know this already. This is nothing new. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. That one, retired General Paul Valley is going to join me in a few minutes. One of the things I want to make sure we hit on is the fact that when you look at what's going on in the Middle East, when you look at what Joe Biden or Joey B is doing, which is basically nothing, he's handing it to Taiwan. I mean, he's handing it to China. He's handing Taiwan to China for all intents and purposes. The supply chain that we have going on, again, if you live in California, you know things are tightening up here again. Pay attention. It's subtle. Look on the shelves. Look at some of the product that you have to buy that you need to get a hold of, like in our business when we need electronics. And it's a problem. China's making subtle moves and blocking the South China Sea and going after Taiwan. You look at what's going on with Russia, how far away do you think they are from going into Ukraine? Who's going to stop them? I mean, Joey B wants Ukraine destroyed so they can get rid of all the information about him and his son. Right? And while this is all going on, and Joe Biden, Joey B, is getting ready to spend another $1 trillion of your money. It never stopped. Apparently, they don't understand the whole thing where you got to have money coming in to have money going out, right? Come on, think about it. Where do they think they're going to get this money? You know where they're going to get it. They're not going to just tax the rich. They keep talking about taxing the rich. They're not going to just tax the rich. They're going to go after everybody and tell you how much they're going to take care of you. How much safer you're going to be if the government gets a big chunk of your dollars, they can take care of you later on in life. They've been setting this up for a year. Look at what they're doing us. Or some of us, I will say all of us. They've been setting you up for years to make it look like they're going to take care of you. That you need them. You have that $450 check a week or whatever it is you get. $400-some-odd in California, they give you another couple $100, whatever. But think about that. So you're going to get all this money from them. Why would you want to go back to work? Or if you are working and you're getting subsidized by the government, what's the big whoop? They're taking care of me. I don't have to go out and work, or I don't have to work as hard, or I don't have to work two jobs. It's all good. Really? 855 Real Joe, 855 Shows. I'm just looking at some of the stories you guys are sending me, too, while I'm talking here. George W. Bush, several interviews he just did. Didn't really comment on, and wasn't really asked about Biden's immigration policies. Right? However, he was more than happy to take a shot at criticize the modern Republican ones. Their policies, their people. What are these people so afraid of when it comes to reforming the Republican Party, becoming progressive, moving towards being more American-based, progressing towards becoming America first? You can't take care of anybody else until you take care of yourself, correct? But we've always known Bush to be a squishy. I'm sorry, all of them. Where was the decisive, truly, when it came to taking care of America first, where was all the decisive responses, the decisive answers, the decisive legislation? You know, the border crisis has been going on for a long time. This is not to this degree, obviously. But it's been going on for a long time. Why do we actually believe that all of a sudden it's a major issue? Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Retired General Paul Valley joins me right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. Well, it's early yet.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I said. Right? You want to be part of the solution. You don't want to be. You definitely don't want to be part of the problem. Would you agree with me there? If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot you can get involved with. You know, and if you want to get involved in the conversation, you want to be notified, which I still don't get. Sorry, guys, or just don't get it. I mean, just put it on the calendar. We're on the same time every day, 3 hours a day. And I do, again, appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. Have a few, again, technical difficulties getting a hold of the general. And I do appreciate your patience and understanding. Let's get back to George W. You know, he used to say when he was president and when we discussed his presidency, and the rest of the Bushes, for that matter, who wanted another one. He's going after the Republicans for not being very Republican. Right? He doesn't like their attitude towards immigration. Bush said that the system needed to be fixed, needs to be reformed. He's agreed that the border is overwhelmed right now. When he was asked how he would describe the modern Republican Party and whether he was disappointed, and he said, I would describe it as isolationists, protectionists, and to a certain extent, nativists. Bush said that, that the Democrats weren't listening to him on immigration when he was president. These days, Republicans aren't listening because of politics. Really, what politics would that be, ex-President Bush? Really? The politics, what, of Americans first? The politics of feeding our own first? The politics of taking care of the people that are searching for places to live? When you take tens of thousands of illegal immigrants and you put them in military facilities and you teach them and you give them an education and you take care of them health and you clothe them and you food them and you feed them and you have thousands of American vets in the streets all across the country, that's a shame. That's a sin. And it's wrong. And don't go sending me emails telling me we can do both, because apparently we haven't been able to for decades. It's old. And the Dems are so bent on retaining power, on being the ones, the gods for the U.S., that they don't care who they hurt, who they take down, whose food, whose mouth they take the food out of. You know, and again, when you talk about, they're trying to play this game, him and Michelle Obama got together on a book that he has out, Out of Many One, Portraits of American Immigrants. The funny thing about it is the way they play this game, even Bush, a supposed Republican, they play this game that we don't like immigrants. It's not true. Most of us, including myself, are here because of immigrants. Here because my family decided to come here from Italy. It's not the immigrants we're opposed to. It's illegal immigration we're opposed to. It's protecting, taking care of, going out of our way like those San Diego teachers did to take care of the illegal immigrant kids in person, face to face, before they took care of the tax-paying U.S. kids. Apparently they haven't figured all that out yet. He said, it's not exactly my vision, but I am just an old guy that they put out to pasture, he added. There's a real shortage of manpower and focus down there. Bush said at one point about the border that that there was a lot of misunderstanding as to why these families were coming here. Right? When you look at Kamala Harris, what is she doing for the border? What resources is she throwing at the border? What is she putting up as a solution? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. When asked if he agreed with Biden's decision to pull troops out of Afghanistan, Bush said, we'll see. Now, Bush knows it's not the right thing to do. Totally. I'm not suggesting we be there forever. That's not the goal here. You got to keep some intelligence on the ground, though, don't you? Since being put in charge of the border, right? Harris has said at a press conference. She hasn't discussed her efforts. Right? They won't let the press. This is transparency. Remember, they're going to be the most transparent. Obama, the most transparent. We knew what that meant. Biden was part of that administration. Bush's conversation with O'Donnell took the same turn. Biden was kept out of the conversations that discussed the border, only hinting at Biden's role when Bush references a series of executive orders overturning Trump's immigration policies. It's been 15 years, O'Donnell said, of illegal immigration. Still nothing's been done. a lot of executive orders, but all that means is that Congress isn't doing its job, Bush said. And he's right. Put it back on them. You know, if the Republicans, look, God bless. If the Republicans ever get control of Congress again, that's all, the Senate and the House, and they don't take steps to reform immigration, they would become, they're just going to be a party of uselessness. Right? We've got one, we've got one soulless, godless party and one party of uselessness. Critics say Biden's rescinding the Trump policy that had been working and contributing to the crisis, now repealed, remain in Mexico, with a migrant protection protocols policy. Some Republican lawmakers say that if you kept the holding facilities from becoming overwhelmed, it kept the holding facilities from becoming overwhelmed. Because the migrants were mandated to stay in Mexico until their court hearings. Now it's going to be the same thing that happened during Obama. They're going to let them loose. 92% of them will never show up. That was the number during Obama's administration. 92% of those caught and released never came back. In March alone, the Border Patrol made almost 175,000 apprehensions. Hello? Think about that. It's a record. And they had almost 19,000. That's pretty much the whole school district in the area I live in. Unaccompanied children. And they just started calling the border issue a crisis, but not for the same reasons we think. Trevor Senior, your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter, as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin will be sentenced at a later date. and the State Department has updated its list of travel advisories, it says, to realign its recommendations with those of the CDC. Nearly 80% of the world's countries have been moved to a level 4 status, a do-not-travel recommendation due to the continued COVID pandemic. The agency says that travel still poses risks to American travelers, recommending that all citizens reconsider traveling abroad. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I get the biggest kick out of that song. What's it got, like 9 words to a total? Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look at the headlines are pouring in. And this is why I always say to you, how do you believe what the Democrats say? How do you believe that they want true justice when, is it really justice that they want? Right? When you look at the Democrats, They characterize Derek Chauvin's verdict as progress, not justice. Progress, not justice. Really? The man's going to jail for what he did to George Floyd, and that's not justice? AOC says, why are we listening to her? AOC says that the guilty verdict in the George Floyd murder trial is not justice. Listen to them. Listen to it over and over and over again. Right? This is what's coming down everywhere. Kamala Harris said the same. The Vice President of the United States. That's not justice. Did you want him tarred and feathered 20 minutes after this went down? Come on, think about it. It actually makes no sense at all. They want total control. You're either going to come down on the side they want you to come down on, right, the way they want you to rule. They don't care about the laws. Come on, let's be honest about it. For once, be honest about it. And you know, we again, with what Waters said, Maxine, if she was president of these United States and she was a Republican, they would have impeached her in about 37 minutes. Right? Another brain surgeon comes out of the woods here, or what do they say? Out of the closet or whatever. The first partner, that's what they call Governor Newsom's wife. She calls herself the first partner. He calls her the first partner. Right, she talked about the verdict as a retribution on toxic masculinity, which is not a big deal because she's really not married to a masculine man of any kind. You know what I'm saying? The wife of California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, she's getting intense backlash for celebrating the conviction of former Minneapolis police officer as a retribution for toxic masculinity. She said that if being found guilty or being found guilty of murder or manslaughter really takes a blow at this. George Floyd should still be alive today. And while nothing will bring him back or heal the unthinkable pain his killing caused his family and Black Americans everywhere, she wrote, today's verdict offers a retribution on toxic masculinity and a ray of light in the fight for racial justice. What is toxic masculinity now? How did that come back to the surface? What, two men? I mean, what was it all about? What does she mean by this? It's just amazing. Critics from both sides of the aisle were quick to call out Newsom's misplaced remarks, sincerely asking, does anyone know what she means? Truly, does anybody know what she means by this? This ain't it. Toxic masculinity is real, but it's about racism, broken institutions, harming Black people. This is what a tweet responding was. Not the same thing. I mean, seriously. And for her, they are so caught up. Some of the loons on the left are so caught up on the verbiage, so caught up on these fake issues, toxic masculinity. You know what they mean by that, by the way? We've done story after story. You're being too masculine, too male, too machismo. Too much of a manly man. Of which Newsom never was, never would be. You know, seriously. It's just, even, I don't know. I read some of this stuff and I think to myself, do they not hear themselves? Do they not have a clue as to what they sound like? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure. And they totally ignore the Summer of Love. Right, remember that, Summer of Love? Totally ignore the women that were being beaten and raped in Seattle and Portland. And I guess that's some kind of love I don't know about. I'm not familiar with that. And the writing that he claims pulled us together? I don't know, what planet is he on? And nobody corrects him, God forbid. The protests across the country last year were the most costliest in our history. It's just amazing. When you weighed in on the verdicts, this guy's great. On the murder convictions. He left out the rioting, the looting, and the arson. And all the bad stuff that broke out across the country. The president said the protesters, not the rioters, the protesters, most of whom were peaceful and lawfully exercising their First Amendment rights. No, that's a lie. That's delusional. I mean, no mention of the rioting, although authorities around the country for months warned that bad actors were exploiting legitimate protests. So even if he had said that there were protesters there for the right reasons, doing the right thing, exercising their rights, yet there were some bad apples in the group, at least he'd have a little bit more credibility. Right? It's just amazing. Never stops. Despite estimates that only a tiny percentage of protesters led to riots, insurance companies reported more than $1 billion of property damage. If you factor in overtime for first responders and there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been paid for by insurance companies. Right? Hey, anybody heard anything about Governor Cuomo? I just want to know, is he still governor? Did he move? Are they ignoring him? Are they hoping all this other stuff takes over? Just amazing. Right, the Rodney King. Remember Rodney King? The infamous Rodney King? Right? The total costs for these riots surpassed the Rodney King riots, which were bad. Up to this one, it was the most expensive riot or riots in this country. Over 140 U.S. cities saw repeated protests right after Floyd's Memorial Day death. Now, I was talking about this earlier. We forget about these people. Right? David Dorn, a retired St. Louis police captain, he tried to intervene as he witnessed looters ransacking a pawn shop. Because nothing says retribution like ransacking a pawn shop owned by a black family in a black community when a black man gets killed. It's just amazing. One of the suspected looters, 24-year-old Stephen Cannon, allegedly gunned him down and was later charged with numerous offenses, including first-degree murder. I mean, this stuff just never stops. And they don't see it as a real issue. Or would they speak to it? Spoke to everything else. Goes on to say that the at least four active-duty St. Louis police officers were also shot that night. And more than 50 city businesses suffered looting and vandalism. But that was all in the name of retribution. I mean, this is the part that makes me nuts. I'm not suggesting you do this, so please. But even like some of my friends said, why are they burning down their own neighborhoods? Why are they burning down their own areas where people who have been feeding those... I have somebody I have a lot of respect for today, kind of blow my mind with a couple of comments. And, you know, a person in the black community actually said that somebody was stealing because maybe they want to give milk to their family. Well, you know what? I don't buy it anymore. Go in if you're that hungry and you really have a need for food. There are places you can get that. There are places you can make that happen today. And ask the store owner if you can do some sweeping or cleaning to make some bucks to feed your family. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Estate. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, but and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate how involved you are and what have you. All right, and seriously, this is set, what's gone on today has set off a firestorm of stupidity. To a big degree. I was telling you before the break how California Governor Newsom's first partner, that's right, that's what he calls his wife, the first partner, that's what she calls herself, too. She said the verdicts are retribution on toxic masculinity. I don't even understand that. I really don't. I don't even know how she tied that together. That was great. I'm still giggling about that, yes. And then Biden today totally ignores the damage that was done, the lives lost to a black policeman the hundreds of millions of dollars lost to black families who lost their businesses, that were burned down. I mean, seriously, craziness. And Marjorie Greene, God bless her, I know what she's trying to do. Can we stop wasting our time with these ceremonial... You know, she puts forth the resolution to censor Waters. Where do you think that was going to go? Anybody? Right? I mean, great PR piece. How about we be as strategic as they are? How about we start doing stuff to undermine them like they do to undermine the Republic? Enough of this stuff. This is crazy. It's no different than again, when they were trying to impeach Trump. They knew it was going nowhere. No, they knew it was going nowhere. Just like many Republicans who kept trying to repeal Obamacare when they didn't have the votes. See, it's easy when you know what the outcome is going to be. They're going to lose anyway. And they knew it. And they knew that they didn't have to fight, or they could fight, or make it look like they were fighting. They were going to lose. They could say, look, we're going to fight, but they wouldn't let us. They knew that ahead of time. They need to take the fight to the Dems. Around every corner, they need to be screaming about the hypocrisy of the Dems. The people that keep calling conservatives and people like myself and Republicans racist are the ones that keep it alive, keep it rolling, and frankly are much more racist than any Republican I know. The party of the KKK. Think about it. The party who wouldn't vote against Trump. The party who, when after Lincoln was assassinated, I'm sorry, who were the ones that didn't want to give blacks their rights? After all that bloodshed, the Democrat Party. Just amazing. David Dorn, again. Back to him, saw his wife on TV last night. What did the man die for? Everybody who knew him thought he was a wonderful guy. Loved to laugh. Loved to travel. Now, did any Dem hold that man up in high esteem for what he did? Did any Dem want to put together a memorial for him? Or any other one, 27 black police officers that were killed? No, but they want to hold George Floyd up as a saint. A man who had been consistently in trouble with the law as a saint. Five cops shot that night. Just that night in the rioting and looting in Seattle. What's the big whoop, right? What's the big deal? They were cops, so what's the big deal? Right? Crime is up 3%, in some places 500% in this country. In some cities and areas. Because the cops, they will not move on it. Why should they? Anything goes wrong, one wrong move, they're going to be held to much higher standards than ever before. And ain't right either. Minneapolis, which saw fiery protests in the days immediately following Floyd's death. Right? I mean, seriously. Over 400 businesses were damaged that within the 24 to 48 hour period. There was over almost a half a billion dollars in losses and damages right there in that one city. In Portland, Oregon, you saw it going down nightly, right? They raged for months. What did the Portland mayor do? Nothing. You had fighting going on with the protesters amongst themselves. There was looting and vandalism. Right? They were throwing frozen bottles of water at the police. You know, and look, I'm in reading articles that are going on up there in Portland and Seattle and what have you. The people are getting tired of what's going on. And if the people lash out and any of those rioters die or get hurt, it'll be the people's fault. You watch. There's no common sense used in any of this. Never has been. Right? Even when Trump agreed, would have been more than happy to send in federal troops to help out, because the city didn't have the wherewithal to do it, they refused. They didn't want peace. I keep telling you, they can't have peace. If they have peace, that's a problem. There's no chaos for them to operate from within or in. Biden used his speech, though, to focus on political solutions to criminal and racial justice reformation. Not real solutions, political solutions. Police departments around the country took dramatic extra security precautions in anticipation of the verdict. They're fearing further rioting, and again, you never know. Even though they got what they wanted, they didn't get what they wanted. Come on. I don't really know what they wanted. If you read Pelosi's information from Pelosi and Harris and others, this was not enough. But what is it? What are they looking for? Biden did say that the... God, he's a real piece of work, this guy. The knee on the neck of justice for black Americans, profound fear and trauma, the pain, the exhaustion that black and brown Americans experience every single day, Biden said. The murder of George Floyd launched a summer of protests that we haven't seen since the civil rights in the 60s. No, not quite true. You know, the damage in the 60s, if you watch what was going on, if you read what was going on, it was pretty much the other way around, right? The protesters, the truly peaceful protesters, walking a bridge, walking through a city, chanting and singing, they were met with German shepherds, dogs, water cannons, all kinds of stuff. Whole different animal. I think Joey B. had Alzheimer's then, too. Really. Biden said that the protests unified people of every race and generation in peace, and with a purpose to say, enough is enough. No, not true. Again, not true. He's delusional, and the people around him are delusional. Biden said that Floyd's legacy should be one of peace, not violence. Too late. Peaceful expression of the legacy are inevitable and appropriate, but violent protest is not. And you're going to see, you watch what happens. This is not going to be peaceful in any way, shape, manner, or form. It's not what they wanted. I don't know what they wanted. They don't know what they wanted. And then this is the other thing I love. Right after all of this, Kamala Harris called on the Senate to pass the George Floyd Justice of Policing Act. It's just amazing. I think we should pass, you know, the David Dorn Kill a Cop, Get Fried Act. Yeah, you heard me. You know, we still don't talk about the police enough. Look, I know some of you have had bad experiences with the cops. But what other person, peoples, will get in front of a bullet for you? Go into your house when somebody's broken into it or your business. Check it out, make sure it's safe. Come to your rescue when something goes wrong. Protect you even though they don't know you. I mean, seriously, they get absolutely no credit to a big degree for what they do. And the funny thing about it is every one of those hypocritical legislators, when they get in trouble and something goes sideways, who do they call? They call the police department. Most of those guys who want to defund the police, they have a police detail around them. See, I think if they cut the budget by 8, 10, 12, 15%, then they should lose the equivalent amount of people from their detail. What do you think? It's just totally amazing to me. And this isn't just Joey Biden being, you know, off the rails. These are the people around him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. We're coming back. We've got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. Don't go far.